From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Democrat Jen Metzger soundly defeated Republican Jim Quigley in the race for Ulster County Executive November 8th. Quigley conceded the race shortly after 10:30 p.m. on election night, after it became clear that he would be unable to overcome Metzger's lead. By the end of the night, with all precincts reporting, Metzger had bested Quigley 42,069 to 33,349. In his concession speech, Quigley blasted Metzger, a former state senator, accusing her of lacking the relevant experience to lead the county. He told supporters, and I quote, "We ran a campaign on the basis of integrating and getting the towns to work closely with the county, and we now have a county executive who has absolutely no operating experience. So God bless the United States," end quote. Quigley is a certified public accountant by profession, and he has served as the town of Ulster supervisor since 2010. He ran unsuccessfully for county comptroller in 2008. Metzger is a former Rosendale Town Board member who served in the state Senate from 2019 to 2020. She is currently serving on the New York State Cannabis Control Board as well as the Ulster County Land Bank. Metzger is expected to resign from those positions once she takes office. Metzger and Quigley were running to fill the unexpired term of Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, who left office in September to serve in the U.S. Congress. Metzger has said she would focus on increasing the county's housing stock by using the land bank to help turn foreclosed properties into the workforce and affordable housing, and called for stricter regulations on short-term rentals, which she said, and I quote, "need to be owned by private people," end quote. She also wants the county to prioritize mental health services for youth and has called interdepartmental coordination key to a holistic approach to meeting individual needs. Metzger said she would work to expand mental health resources throughout the county. She is expected to be sworn in as county executive after the Ulster County Board of Elections certifies the election results. Metzger will serve through December 31, 2023. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. PIX 11 in New York City reported that Republican Lee Zeldin conceded that he lost the election to Democrat Kathy Hochul the day after polls closed and many hours after all observers declared her victorious. Zeldin refused to concede even after Hochul declared victory on November 9th. Zeldin previously, as a congressperson, voted against certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election, even though there were no credible reports of fraud. Hochul won with 53% of the vote to become New York's first elected female governor. See PIX 11 for the complete story. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that Catskill Town officials are proposing a 2023 budget of $7.5 million. The spending plan includes an overall 5.7% increase in appropriations over the current year. Catskill Town Supervisor Dale Finch said in a November 8th email, and I quote, "The preliminary budget has not been adopted. I do not expect any major changes. The town board may wish to make some very minor changes, if any," end quote. The budget includes a tax levy increase of 4.9%. For a home assessed at $100,000, the tax rate will increase by $26.65 per $1,000 or assessed value. The tax rate in the village will go up $23.82 per $1,000. The proposed spending plan also includes a general fund appropriation of approximately $4.1 million and an increase of 5.6% over 2022, and a highway outside village appropriation of roughly $1.9 million. Finn said some of the challenges included a health insurance increase of 16%, additional fuel, heating, and electric utility costs, as well as employee wages. Town board members will each receive a 1% increase in their salaries. The town supervisor will see his salary increase by 1.4%. Finch said the board did not include American Rescue Plan Act funds in the preliminary budget. He said, and I quote, "ARPA funds are only available for a limited time and will be utilized for one-time projects, not recurring expenses," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Altamont Enterprise reports that Burn Knox Westerlo Central School District received a $5,000 grant to fund an outdoor wild learning space. The classroom will be located near the community garden and high tunnel on the Burn campus. Eight schools received awards from the Albany County Soil and Water Conservation District as part of its 2022 School Assistance Program. According to a press release from the Conservation District, the goal at Burn Knox Westerlo, and I quote, is to create an inviting outdoor classroom space that is accessible to all students and shaded from the full sun, end quote. The area will be used during outdoor events, including the annual Ag Day, hosted by the Burn Knox Westerlo Future Farmers of America. Read the full story in the AltamontEnterprise.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.